Traveler's Journal, November 9th. When actions speak louder than words. When travel takes you overseas, communicating clearly with others can get tricky, and often for reasons other than language. The messages you inadvertently convey with your body and hands can be more telling than the words you speak with your lips. For instance, beckoning a person with your index finger or showing them the sole of your shoe are insults in Muslim nations. A finger tap on the side of the nose means secrecy in England and is a warning in Italy. Making a circle with your thumb and forefinger may mean A-OK in the USA, but it's just the opposite in France and downright rude in Mexico. Waving at someone is taboo in Greece. Another area of common misunderstanding concerns the getting and giving of small gifts, which may entail elaborate protocol. For instance, in Arab countries, it's good to give gifts in front of others, but not in Japan. French gifts should complement the recipient's intellectual pursuits, but never give a clock as a present in China, a knife in Latin America, or admire an Arab host's personal possessions. Finally, be careful when conversing with foreign speakers. Keep your language simple, avoid using slang, and refrain from interrupting. And when you're talking, from time to time, politely make sure the other person understands what you're saying. In dealings, both business and personal, avoiding misunderstandings in the first place is the best way to prevent leaving bad impressions. It's always a good trip when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.